The Lean Entrepreneur, How Visionaries Create Products, Innovate with New Ventures, and Disrupt Markets. By Brant Cooper. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Lean Entrepreneur, How Visionaries Create Products, Innovate with New Ventures, and Disrupt Markets by Brant Cooper is a book that provides entrepreneurs with the tools and strategies they need to create successful products and businesses. The book is divided into three parts: Lean Product Development, Lean Business Modeling, and Lean Disruption. In the first part, Cooper explains the Lean Startup methodology, which is a process of rapid experimentation and iteration to quickly develop and test products. He then provides a step-by-step guide to creating a lean product development process, including how to identify customer needs, create a minimum viable product, MVP, and use customer feedback to refine the product. In the second part, Cooper explains how to use lean business modeling to create a business model that is both profitable and sustainable. He provides a framework for creating a lean business model canvas, which is a visual representation of the key elements of a business model. Finally, in the third part, Cooper explains how to use lean disruption to create new markets and disrupt existing ones. He provides strategies for identifying opportunities for disruption, creating a disruptive business model, and launching a disruptive product. Throughout the book, Cooper provides real-world examples of successful entrepreneurs who have used the lean startup methodology to create successful products and businesses. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand your market. It is important to understand the market you are entering and the customer needs you are trying to meet. This will help you create a product that is tailored to the needs of the customer and will be successful in the market. Main idea number two. Develop a lean business model. A lean business model is one that is focused on creating value for customers while minimizing waste and cost. This will help you create a successful business that is efficient and cost-effective. Main idea number three. Utilize lean tools. Lean tools such as customer development, agile development, and rapid prototyping can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number four. Focus on the customer. It is important to focus on the customer and their needs when creating a product. This will help you create a product that meets the needs of the customer and will be successful in the market. Main idea number five. Create a minimum viable product. A minimum viable product is a product that is created with the minimum features necessary to meet customer needs. This will help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number six. Utilize lean startup principles. Lean startup principles such as customer development, agile development, and rapid prototyping can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number seven. Utilize lean marketing strategies. Lean marketing strategies such as customer segmentation, customer feedback, and viral marketing can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number eight. Utilize lean financial strategies. Lean financial strategies such as bootstrapping, crowdfunding, and venture capital can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number nine. Utilize lean leadership strategies. Lean leadership strategies such as servant leadership, team building, and delegation can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 10. Utilize lean operational strategies. Lean operational strategies such as process improvement, automation, and outsourcing can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 11. Utilize lean growth strategies. Lean growth strategies such as product diversification, market expansion, and customer acquisition can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 12. Utilize lean exit strategies. Lean exit strategies such as mergers and acquisitions, IPO, and divestitures can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 13. Utilize lean legal strategies. Lean legal strategies such as intellectual property protection, contract negotiation, and dispute resolution can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 14. Utilize lean technology strategies. Lean technology strategies such as cloud computing, mobile development, and data analytics can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 15. Utilize lean human resources strategies. Lean human resources strategies such as recruitment, training, and retention can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 16. Utilize lean sustainability strategies. Lean sustainability strategies such as energy efficiency, waste reduction, and environmental protection can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 17. Utilize lean collaboration strategies. Lean collaboration strategies such as partnerships, alliances, and joint ventures can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 18. Utilize lean risk management strategies. Lean risk management strategies such as insurance, hedging, and diversification can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 19. Utilize lean innovation strategies. Lean innovation strategies such as open innovation, design thinking, and disruptive innovation can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 20. Utilize lean culture strategies. Lean culture strategies such as employee engagement, customer centricity, and continuous improvement can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your market is essential for any successful business venture. It is important to research the customer needs and preferences in the market you are entering, as well as the competition. This will help you create a product that is tailored to the needs of the customer and will be successful in the market. Additionally, understanding the market will help you identify potential opportunities for growth and expansion. Knowing the customer needs and preferences will also help you create a marketing strategy that will reach the right people and increase your chances of success. It is also important to understand the trends in the market and how they may affect your product. Keeping up with the latest trends and changes in the market will help you stay ahead of the competition and ensure that your product is up to date and relevant. Additionally, understanding the market will help you identify potential risks and develop strategies to mitigate them. Finally, understanding the market will help you develop a pricing strategy that is competitive and attractive to customers. Knowing the customer needs and preferences will help you determine the right price point for your product and ensure that it is competitive in the market. Additionally, understanding the market will help you identify potential areas for cost savings and increase your profitability. Main idea number 2. A lean business model is focused on creating value for customers while minimizing waste and cost. This means that the business should focus on creating products and services that customers need and want, while also ensuring that the business is as efficient and cost-effective as possible. This can be achieved by streamlining processes, eliminating unnecessary steps, and using technology to automate tasks. Additionally, the business should focus on customer feedback and use it to improve the product or service. This will help the business stay competitive and ensure that customers are satisfied. The lean business model also emphasizes the importance of innovation. This means that the business should be constantly looking for ways to improve its products and services. This could include introducing new features, improving existing features, or creating entirely new products. Additionally, the business should be open to new ideas and be willing to experiment with different approaches. This will help the business stay ahead of the competition and ensure that it is providing the best possible products and services to its customers. Finally, the lean business model emphasizes the importance of disruption. This means that the business should be willing to challenge the status quo and take risks. This could include introducing new technologies, entering new markets, or creating entirely new business models. By taking risks and challenging the status quo, the business can stay ahead of the competition and create new opportunities for growth. Main idea number 3. Utilizing lean tools is a great way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Customer development is a process of understanding customer needs and wants, and then creating a product that meets those needs. Agile development is a process of quickly developing a product in small increments, allowing for quick feedback and iteration. Rapid prototyping is a process of quickly creating a prototype of a product to test and validate the product before investing in a full-scale development. By utilizing these lean tools, entrepreneurs can create a successful product quickly and efficiently, while minimizing risk and cost. Customer development is a key part of the lean process. It involves understanding customer needs and wants, and then creating a product that meets those needs. This process helps entrepreneurs to create a product that customers will actually use and enjoy. Agile development is a process of quickly developing a product in small increments, allowing for quick feedback and iteration. This process helps entrepreneurs to quickly develop a product and make changes as needed. Rapid prototyping is a process of quickly creating a prototype of a product to test and validate the product before investing in a full-scale development. This process helps entrepreneurs to quickly create a prototype and test it before investing in a full-scale development. By utilizing these lean tools, entrepreneurs can create a successful product quickly and efficiently, while minimizing risk and cost. Lean tools help entrepreneurs to create a product that meets customer needs, develop the product quickly, and test the product before investing in a full-scale development. Utilizing lean tools is a great way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 4. Focusing on the customer is essential when creating a product. It is important to understand the customer's needs and wants, and to create a product that meets those needs. By understanding the customer's needs, you can create a product that is tailored to their needs and will be successful in the market. Additionally, by understanding the customer's needs, you can create a product that is easy to use and understand, which will make it more attractive to the customer. When creating a product, it is also important to consider the customer's feedback. By listening to the customer's feedback, you can make changes to the product that will make it more attractive to the customer. Additionally, by listening to the customer's feedback, you can identify areas of improvement and make changes to the product that will make it more successful in the market. Finally, it is important to consider the customer's experience when creating a product. By understanding the customer's experience, you can create a product that is easy to use and understand, and that will provide a positive experience for the customer. Additionally, by understanding the customer's experience, you can create a product that is tailored to their needs and will be successful in the market. Focusing on the customer is essential when creating a product. By understanding the customer's needs, listening to their feedback, and considering their experience, you can create a product that meets their needs and will be successful in the market. Main idea number 5. Creating a minimum viable product, MVP, is an important step in the product development process. It allows entrepreneurs to quickly and efficiently create a product that meets customer needs. By focusing on the essential features of the product, entrepreneurs can create a product that is both cost-effective and successful. The MVP approach allows entrepreneurs to test their product in the market and gain feedback from customers. This feedback can then be used to refine the product and make it more successful. By testing the product in the market, entrepreneurs can also identify any potential problems and address them before the product is released. The MVP approach also allows entrepreneurs to focus on the core features of the product. This helps to ensure that the product is successful and meets customer needs. By focusing on the essential features, entrepreneurs can create a product that is both cost-effective and successful. Creating a minimum viable product is an important step in the product development process. It allows entrepreneurs to quickly and efficiently create a product that meets customer needs. By focusing on the essential features of the product, entrepreneurs can create a product that is both cost-effective and successful. The MVP approach also allows entrepreneurs to test their product in the market and gain feedback from customers. This feedback can then be used to refine the product and make it more successful. Main idea number 6. Utilizing lean startup principles can help entrepreneurs create successful products quickly and efficiently. Customer development is a key principle of lean startup, which involves understanding customer needs and developing a product that meets those needs. Agile development is another important principle, which involves breaking down a project into smaller tasks and completing them in short iterations. This allows for quick feedback and iteration, which can help the product evolve quickly. Finally, rapid prototyping is a key part of lean startup, which involves quickly creating a prototype of the product and testing it with customers. This allows for quick feedback and iteration, which can help the product evolve quickly. By utilizing these lean startup principles, entrepreneurs can create successful products quickly and efficiently. Customer development helps entrepreneurs understand customer needs and develop a product that meets those needs. Agile development helps break down a project into smaller tasks and complete them in short iterations. Rapid prototyping helps quickly create a prototype of the product and test it with customers. By utilizing these principles, entrepreneurs can create successful products quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 7. Lean marketing strategies are an effective way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Customer segmentation is a key part of lean marketing, as it allows you to target specific customer groups and tailor your product to their needs. By understanding the needs of your customers, you can create a product that meets their needs and is more likely to be successful. Additionally, customer feedback is an important part of lean marketing, as it allows you to gain insight into what customers think of your product and how it can be improved. Finally, viral marketing is a great way to spread the word about your product quickly and cost-effectively. By creating content that is interesting and engaging, you can reach a wide audience and increase the chances of your product becoming successful. Main idea number 8. Bootstrapping is a great way to get a business off the ground without having to rely on outside funding. It involves using your own resources, such as savings, to finance the business. This can be a great way to get started, as it allows you to maintain control over the business and keep costs low. It also allows you to test out your product or service before investing in more expensive resources. Crowdfunding is another great way to finance a business. It involves raising money from a large number of people, usually through an online platform. This can be a great way to get the funds you need to get started, as well as to test out your product or service. It also allows you to build a community of supporters who can help you spread the word about your business. Venture capital is another option for financing a business. It involves raising money from investors who are willing to take a risk on your business. This can be a great way to get the funds you need to get started, as well as to test out your product or service. It also allows you to build relationships with investors who can provide valuable advice and guidance. Main idea number 9. Servant leadership is a style of leadership that focuses on the needs of the team and puts the team's success first. It involves empowering team members to take ownership of their work and to make decisions that will benefit the team as a whole. This type of leadership encourages collaboration and communication, which can help create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Team building is another important lean leadership strategy. This involves creating a team that is composed of individuals with different skills and perspectives. By having a diverse team, you can ensure that all aspects of the product are considered and that the team is able to work together effectively. Team building also helps to foster a sense of camaraderie and trust among team members, which can help to create a successful product. Finally, delegation is an important lean leadership strategy. This involves assigning tasks to team members based on their skills and abilities. By delegating tasks, you can ensure that the team is working efficiently and that the product is being created in a timely manner. Delegation also helps to ensure that team members are held accountable for their work, which can help to create a successful product. By utilizing lean leadership strategies such as servant leadership, team building, and delegation, you can create a successful product quickly and efficiently. These strategies can help to ensure that the team is working together effectively and that the product is being created in a timely manner. By utilizing these strategies, you can ensure that your product is successful and that it meets the needs of your customers. Main idea number 10. Lean operational strategies are designed to help businesses create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Process improvement involves streamlining processes to reduce waste and increase efficiency. Automation can help reduce the amount of manual labor required to complete tasks, while outsourcing can help reduce costs and free up resources. By utilizing these strategies, businesses can create a product that is both cost-effective and high quality. Process improvement involves analyzing existing processes and identifying areas of waste or inefficiency. Once identified, these areas can be improved or eliminated to create a more efficient process. Automation can help reduce the amount of manual labor required to complete tasks, freeing up resources for other tasks. Outsourcing can help reduce costs by allowing businesses to outsource certain tasks to third-party providers. By utilizing these strategies, businesses can create a product that is both cost-effective and high quality. Lean operational strategies can help businesses create a successful product quickly and efficiently. By streamlining processes, automating tasks, and outsourcing certain tasks, businesses can reduce costs and free up resources. This can help businesses create a product that is both cost-effective and high quality. Utilizing lean operational strategies can help businesses create a successful product quickly and efficiently, allowing them to stay competitive in the market. Main idea number 11. Lean growth strategies are an effective way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Product diversification involves creating new products or services that are related to existing ones. This can help you reach new markets and increase your customer base. Market expansion involves expanding into new markets or regions. This can help you reach new customers and increase your revenue. Customer acquisition involves finding new customers and convincing them to purchase your product or service. This can help you increase your customer base and increase your revenue. These strategies can help you create a successful product quickly and efficiently. They can also help you reach new markets and customers and increase your revenue. By utilizing lean growth strategies, you can create a successful product quickly and efficiently and increase your chances of success. Main idea number 12. Utilizing lean exit strategies is a great way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Mergers and acquisitions, initial public offerings, IPOs, and divestitures are all viable options for entrepreneurs looking to exit their business. Mergers and acquisitions involve the sale of a business to another company, while an IPO is the sale of a company's stock to the public. Divestitures involve the sale of a company's assets to another company. All of these strategies can help entrepreneurs maximize their return on investment and create a successful product quickly and efficiently. When considering a lean exit strategy, entrepreneurs should consider the size of their business, the industry they are in, and the current market conditions. Mergers and acquisitions are typically best for larger businesses, while IPOs and divestitures are better suited for smaller businesses. Additionally, the industry and market conditions should be taken into account when deciding which strategy to pursue. For example, if the market is currently experiencing a downturn, an IPO may not be the best option. Overall, utilizing lean exit strategies is a great way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Mergers and acquisitions, IPOs, and divestitures are all viable options for entrepreneurs looking to exit their business. By taking into account the size of their business, the industry they are in, and the current market conditions, entrepreneurs can make an informed decision about which strategy to pursue. Main idea number 13. Utilizing lean legal strategies is an important part of creating a successful product. Intellectual property protection is essential for protecting your ideas and inventions from being stolen or copied. Contract negotiation is important for ensuring that all parties involved in the product creation process are in agreement and that all parties are aware of their rights and responsibilities. Finally, dispute resolution is important for resolving any conflicts that may arise during the product creation process. By utilizing these lean legal strategies, you can create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Intellectual property protection is a key component of lean legal strategies. This involves protecting your ideas and inventions from being stolen or copied. This can be done through copyright, trademark, and patent protection. Copyright protection is used to protect original works of authorship, such as books, music, and software. Trademark protection is used to protect words, symbols, and designs that identify a product or service. Patent protection is used to protect inventions and processes. By protecting your intellectual property, you can ensure that your ideas and inventions are not stolen or copied. Contract negotiation is another important component of lean legal strategies. This involves negotiating the terms of a contract between two or more parties. This includes discussing the rights and responsibilities of each party, as well as the terms of payment and delivery. By negotiating a contract, you can ensure that all parties involved in the product creation process are in agreement and that all parties are aware of their rights and responsibilities. Finally, dispute resolution is an important part of lean legal strategies. This involves resolving any conflicts that may arise during the product creation process. This can include mediation, arbitration, or litigation. By resolving disputes quickly and efficiently, you can ensure that the product creation process is not hindered by any conflicts. Utilizing lean legal strategies is an important part of creating a successful product. By protecting your intellectual property, negotiating contracts, and resolving disputes quickly and efficiently, you can create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 14. Lean technology strategies are a great way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Cloud computing allows you to access data and applications from anywhere, while mobile development allows you to create applications that can be used on any device. Data analytics can help you understand customer behavior and trends, allowing you to make informed decisions about product development. By utilizing these strategies, you can create a product that meets customer needs and is cost-effective. In addition, lean technology strategies can help you reduce costs and increase efficiency. By using cloud computing, you can reduce the need for physical hardware and software, which can save you money. Mobile development can help you create applications that are accessible from any device, allowing you to reach a wider audience. Data analytics can help you understand customer behavior and trends, allowing you to make informed decisions about product development. By utilizing these strategies, you can create a product that meets customer needs and is cost-effective. Finally, lean technology strategies can help you stay ahead of the competition. By utilizing cloud computing, mobile development, and data analytics, you can create a product that is faster, more efficient, and more cost-effective than your competitors. This can help you gain a competitive edge and increase your market share. By utilizing these strategies, you can create a successful product quickly and efficiently. Main idea number 15. Utilizing lean human resources strategies is an important part of creating a successful product quickly and efficiently. Lean recruitment strategies involve finding the right people for the job and ensuring that they have the skills and experience necessary to do the job well. This can involve using online job boards, networking, and other methods to find the right people. Once the right people are found, lean training strategies can be used to ensure that they are up to speed on the product and the company's goals. Finally, lean retention strategies can be used to ensure that the right people stay with the company and continue to contribute to the success of the product. These strategies can involve offering competitive salaries, flexible work schedules, and other incentives to keep employees engaged and motivated. By utilizing lean human resources strategies, companies can create a successful product quickly and efficiently. This can help them stay ahead of the competition and ensure that their product is the best it can be. Lean strategies can also help companies save money, as they can reduce the amount of time and resources spent on recruitment, training, and retention. Ultimately, lean human resources strategies can help companies create a successful product quickly and efficiently, while also saving money in the process. Main idea number 16. Utilizing lean sustainability strategies is an important part of creating a successful product. Energy efficiency, waste reduction, and environmental protection are all key components of lean sustainability. By focusing on these strategies, businesses can create products quickly and efficiently while also reducing their environmental impact. Energy efficiency is a key part of lean sustainability. By using energy-efficient materials and processes, businesses can reduce their energy consumption and save money. Additionally, energy-efficient products can help reduce the environmental impact of production. Waste reduction is another important part of lean sustainability. By reducing the amount of waste produced during production, businesses can save money and reduce their environmental impact. Additionally, businesses can use recycled materials to create products, which can help reduce their environmental impact even further. Finally, environmental protection is an important part of lean sustainability. By using sustainable materials and processes, businesses can reduce their environmental impact and create products that are better for the environment. Additionally, businesses can use renewable energy sources to power their production processes, which can help reduce their environmental impact even further. By utilizing lean sustainability strategies, businesses can create successful products quickly and efficiently while also reducing their environmental impact. By focusing on energy efficiency, waste reduction, and environmental protection, businesses can create products that are both successful and sustainable. Main idea number 17. Lean collaboration strategies are an effective way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. By partnering with other companies, forming alliances, and engaging in joint ventures, entrepreneurs can leverage the resources and expertise of multiple organizations to create a product that is better than any one of them could have created on their own. This type of collaboration allows entrepreneurs to focus on their core competencies while leveraging the strengths of their partners to create a product that is more competitive in the market. Additionally, by working together, companies can reduce costs and speed up the development process, allowing them to bring their product to market faster. In addition to the cost and time savings, lean collaboration strategies can also help entrepreneurs create a product that is more innovative and disruptive. By combining the resources and expertise of multiple organizations, entrepreneurs can create products that are more creative and unique than any one of them could have created on their own. This type of collaboration can also help entrepreneurs identify new opportunities and markets that they may not have been aware of before. Overall, lean collaboration strategies are an effective way to create a successful product quickly and efficiently. By leveraging the resources and expertise of multiple organizations, entrepreneurs can create a product that is more competitive in the market, reduce costs, and speed up the development process. Additionally, this type of collaboration can help entrepreneurs create a product that is more innovative and disruptive, as well as identify new opportunities and markets. Main idea number 18. Utilizing lean risk management strategies is an important part of creating a successful product quickly and efficiently. Insurance is one of the most common strategies used to protect against potential losses. It can help to cover the costs of any unexpected events that may occur during the product development process. Hedging is another strategy that can be used to reduce the risk of losses. This involves taking a position in the market that is opposite to the one you are currently in order to protect against potential losses. Finally, diversification is a strategy that can help to spread out the risk of losses across multiple investments. By diversifying your investments, you can reduce the risk of losses from any one particular investment. These strategies can help to reduce the risk of losses and create a successful product quickly and efficiently. However, it is important to remember that these strategies are not foolproof and can still result in losses. Therefore, it is important to carefully consider the risks associated with each strategy before implementing it. Additionally, It is important to monitor the performance of your investments regularly in order to ensure that they are performing as expected. Main idea number 19. Open innovation is a strategy that encourages collaboration between companies and external sources to create new products and services. It involves leveraging the resources of external partners to develop new ideas and solutions. This strategy can help companies quickly develop new products and services, as well as reduce the cost of development. Design thinking is a creative problem-solving process that involves understanding the user, exploring possibilities, and creating solutions. It is a process that encourages experimentation and iteration to create innovative solutions. Design thinking can help companies create products and services that are tailored to the needs of their customers. Disruptive innovation is a strategy that involves creating new products and services that disrupt existing markets. It involves creating products and services that are significantly different from existing ones and that offer customers a better value proposition. Disruptive innovation can help companies create products and services that are more attractive to customers than existing ones. By utilizing lean innovation strategies such as open innovation, design thinking, and disruptive innovation, companies can quickly create successful products and services. These strategies can help companies reduce the cost of development, create products and services tailored to the needs of their customers, and create products and services that are more attractive to customers than existing ones. Main idea number 20. Utilizing lean culture strategies can help organizations create successful products quickly and efficiently. Employee engagement is key to creating a successful product. By engaging employees in the product development process, organizations can ensure that the product meets the needs of their customers. Additionally, customer centricity is essential to creating a successful product. Organizations should focus on understanding their customers' needs and wants, and then create a product that meets those needs. Finally, continuous improvement is essential to creating a successful product. Organizations should strive to continuously improve their product by listening to customer feedback and making changes accordingly. By utilizing lean culture strategies, organizations can create successful products quickly and efficiently. Employee engagement, customer centricity, and continuous improvement are all essential components of a successful product. By engaging employees in the product development process, understanding customer needs, and continuously improving the product, organizations can create successful products quickly and efficiently. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.